7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday. It's cool. The rains have stopped and the snow has stopped. Wow, there's no end to this type of weather. I live in Maine, and Saturday we had about a half an inch of snow, covered the ground, and it was a day I had planned to rake the lawn and get the pea stone from the driveway off the grass. Kind of difficult when you do get all of the unexpected snow, but it's melted. Things are going to be better. And it's time to get out in the yard and start the chores that need to be done. Several things that I'd like you to concentrate on. And the season is still young. The flowers are moving north. Had a call from our Pennsylvania station. And they were telling us that all over Pennsylvania, Maryland, the Bradford pears are all in bloom. The forsythia is in bloom. The daffodils are in bloom. Then had a call from our New Jersey station. And they're telling us the same thing in New Jersey and southern New York. But northern New York, the weather is still cold. And things are just like they are in New England. We're behind schedule compared to last year. Last year, at this time of the year, I had already mowed the grass once. This year, the grass is brown. There's not much color to it. It needs to be raked. It's matted. A lot of dead grass in it. So it's going to need a good, stiff cleaning. So that is one of the top priorities, is to get the lawn clean. Get all the dead material out. And in some areas you may need, if there's a lot of dead grass and you're seeing a little bit of digging, the raccoons, the skunks are out. They're looking for a food source. They're hungry. They've been hibernating all winter. And if you're beginning to see a little bit of digging here and there in your lawn, just little holes, you know, about the size of a golf ball, and it's scattered, then that's a sign that the raccoons and the skunks think there's a possibility that you may have some grubs in your lawn. So the first thing you need to do is you need to get that lawn raked and get all of the dead thatch out of your lawn. Get it cleaned up. And if it's going to be a real big project and there's more dead than there is good, rent a seed thatcher. Now, there's a seed slicer and a lawn thatcher. And what I would recommend is you thatch the lawn first. A lawn thatcher is a machine with a series of metal bars that spin, and they pull out the dead grass. And it's a very fast way of really giving that turf area a good cleaning, and you're going to be totally amazed at how much junk has built up in your lawn. It's going to pull up the pine needles. It's going to pull up the leaves that have broken down. It's all going to bring it to the surface. And then you take out your rake and you clean it up. And it's an easy way to do it. Once it's been thatched and clean, then you look at it and you decide, okay, do I have as much grass that I thought I had, or are there a lot of dead spots, empty spots where there is nothing but soil visible? If that's the situation, then you can rent a seed slicer, which is a machine similar to a thatcher, except that it also digs a little bit of a trench in your turf, and you can adjust the depth of it, but it also applies grass seed in that trench. So step one, thatch it. And you're going to be amazed. Again, the first time I used a thatcher, I did 5,000 square feet of lawn. And I had over 5 big black trash bags filled with material that had accumulated over the years and over the fall and winter months. And I just... It was not visible to me. It looked just like dead grass, but it had built up. So I cleaned it. Then I added my grass seed. I used a seed starter fertilizer to stimulate that. And then in those days, you used the old-fashioned powdered lime. Well, the old-fashioned powdered lime is a thing of the past. First of all, the price of it has gone up. Second of all, you need to use a lot of it. And it's heavy. You know, it comes in a 50-pound bag. And a 50-pound bag will treat roughly 1,000 square feet. So if you have a quarter of an acre of grass, you need 10 bags of lime. So that's 500 pounds that you need to go to Garden Center, put it in your trunk, drive home, unload it, put it in your spreader, and then apply it to your grass. And the problem is, it's stone. It's ground up limestone. And you need to wait for the microbes that live in your ground to begin the process of breaking it down to sweeten the soil, to make your fertilizer more effective. And that's going to take 3 to 6 months. Or you can buy a product called Turf Turbo that is made by Bonide Lawn and Garden. Now, Turf Turbo will treat 5,000 square feet. A bag weighs 30 pounds instead of 500 pounds. The cost is about a third, and you're going to see a change in the acidity of your soil in a 2 to 3 week period. So to me, this new technology is the way to go, and it does make a tremendous difference in the quality of your grass. If your soil is sweet, less weeds will grow. Now, I want to repeat that. If your soil is sweet, you'll have fewer weeds in your lawn, because acid soils will encourage crabgrass and broadleaf weeds to grow easier. Okay? Probably something you never heard before, but a sweet soil encourages the grass to grow thicker, to grow fuller, to green up sooner, and it discourages weeds from developing in your lawn. So, if the weather is good, get out there, start to rake bamboo or a good plastic rake and try and really get as much of the dead plant material out of there as possible. Put down the Turf Turbo, a brand new product from Bonide Lawn and Garden, available at most garden centers. Jonathan Green's Magic Cal, a product very similar to it. Now, if you have areas, and I know a lot of us had rain in the Northeast, and April is traditionally a wet month all over the East Coast and beyond. If after a good soaking rain, you have areas where the ground seems to stay really wet or you have a puddle, it's a sign that you have clay in your soil. In the vegetable garden, you plant carrots, and the carrots grow to be about 3 inches deep, real fat, but no length to them. The beets just don't grow the way they should because your soil has clay, and when you water, the clay sticks together, and it makes it difficult for the plant to pull apart. The new technology from Jonathan Green is called Love Your Lawn. It's a type of gypsum product, but it's full of microbes, and they break apart the clay in your soil to improve your drainage. And on the side of the road, gets rid of roads of rock salt. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
This is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a 7-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness and Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. And if you're out and about, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. Put on that pot of coffee. Open up the Sunday paper. Get a pad of paper. Excuse me. And let's get some notes written down. We want you to concentrate on the lawn, because the lawn is probably the most important part of your yard because of what it does. It cools your home. It frames your property. And it's a part that really makes a difference when you look at a home, whether you're living there or you're trying to sell it. It's the place that the kids play on. It keeps the dirt from coming inside. So, you know, in these early days of April, let's get the lawn raked and clean. Put down some grass seed if need be. Use a seed starter fertilizer, some turf turbo to try and make that soil sweeter. And if you have patches of moss where, I mean, it looks like a carpet, and it's in areas normally where you get a lot of shade. There are some great products on the market that will kill that moss, and then it can be removed. The ground can be scratched and cultivated a couple of inches deep. Put down some good grass seed, and the grass will come in. But look for something called Moss Max. It's a powder. You would put it down with a spreader when the moss is wet, and it will burn and kill the moss. And you'll see it happen in just a couple of days. It will turn it brown. Remove it. Put down your turf turbo. Put down your grass seed, your seed starter, fertilizer. Now, if you've had crabgrass in your lawn, the crabgrass will only be found in the sun. You will not find crabgrass in the shade. So if you've got a big yard and you don't want to spend the money for a crabgrass preventer, you just want to fertilize it, then in the shade, not a problem. But if you've had crabgrass in the sunny areas, then you do need to use a crabgrass preventer. And that should be put down during the month of April. Now remember, there are two types of crabgrass preventer and fertilizer combinations. There is your standard, which is called Phase 1. And it's a fertilizer and crabgrass preventer. It will kill all of your seeds of crabgrass that were left there by the plants that grew last year. And if you have crabgrass, let's say, for example, you only had over your entire lawn 100 crabgrass plants. Each of the crabgrass plants that you had growing in your lawn are capable of producing 500 to 1,000 seeds per plant. So 100 plants times 1,000 seeds is 100,000. So it may be worth the investment of buying a crabgrass preventer. If the lawn is still thick and you only have a few open holes, stick with that. If you have to add seed because you've got big patches, then you need to tell the salesperson at the store that I have crabgrass, I need to fertilize the lawn, but I'm going to plant grass seed. And that way they can give you the new technology, which is a crabgrass preventer for new seeding. And the chemical that's in the bag knows that the seed that you're putting down, which whether it's bluegrass or fescue or perennial rye, is good. But crabgrass and also this new blend will take care of broadleaf weeds. So if you have chickweed and clover and dandelions, it will kill those seeds also, but not hurt the good seed. You apply it, you water it in, keep it moist, your seed will germinate, and you'll have a lot less weeds. So if you have a question, pick up the phone, call right now.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
It's Sunday morning, and you're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll talk a little bit about the lawn. We want to get you that cleaned and going. And, you know, the other thing that you could do is take that lawnmower out and start it. You know, I know it's only April. It's going to need to be cut sooner or later. Look at the blade. Possibly could be sharpened. The oil has to be changed. But try and start it. And that way, if it doesn't start, you can have it repaired. If you wait another couple of weeks, the lines are going to be very long, and it could be a couple of weeks before they can even get to your lawnmower. So, plus, if it's a sit-down with a big battery, and the battery's probably worn down, you may have to jump it. So let's get that power equipment running so that when we get ready to use it, it's ready to go. Change the oil, have it tuned up if need be, and that way you're ready to go. The hoses can be brought out at this time. That way if you need to wash the car, you can do that. So there are a few things that need to be done. In the perennial bed, let's start cleaning it. Get your bamboo rake out. Give it a good, stiff raking. Now, any of the perennials that were not cut back to the ground or close to the ground, they should be cut back right now. Ornamental grasses should be cut down to about a foot. I like to leave mine tall during the winter. That way, when I look out the window, I can see them move in the wind. I can hear that rustling sound when I walk out to the front to pick up the morning paper. It's got that beautiful kind of a golden white color. And it's pretty to see in the winter. But now is the time to cut it back. And if you need to divide it, this is the time to dig it up and divide it also. So it's time to clean the perennial bed, get it raked. And there's a new product on the market made by Bonai Lawn and Garden. It's a crabgrass preventer. Now, it's not, there's no food on this. It's a crabgrass preventer, and it will also kill broadleaf weeds. So if you can get the perennial bed all raked, all cleaned, all the plants got back to where they should be, then you can put down this crabgrass preventer, and it will eliminate and prevent crabgrass and broadleaf weeds from becoming a problem in the garden this year. Okay? So let's start thinking about getting in the garden. Put on a sweatshirt, a jacket, bring your radio, a pot of coffee, and let's get out in the yard. Okay. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you ready to do a little gardening?
You betcha.
Okay. Who do we have up first this morning, Tom?
First up, we've got Carolyn from Maine with a question about roses.
Carolyn, good morning and welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. It's so good to hear from you. You've taught me everything I know about Maine gardening.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, I listen to you each year, and I hear you always recommend not to touch the roses until the real baseball season starts. And I did that this year. We had that nice day last week. It was about 50 degrees and sunny, and I couldn't resist myself. I just went crazy in the yard that day. And my roses had been, just so overgrown over the winter. Everything was twisted and broken. So I took my pruning shears to them and did a proper job of pruning them back, looking for the right spots to make the cuts. And then I believe it was 48 hours after that we got this little bit of snow and sleet.
Yeah, so, that's okay.
Is it all right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's fine. It is really, really fine. I've done that for years and years. The plant is still dormant. The buds are there. But, see, the thing that you did is you have gotten the plant ready. You've removed the damaged branches.
Yes.
You've cut it back to where they should be. You've cleaned the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And when Mother Nature decides, and hopefully she'll decide pretty soon here, to settle down and make it possible for the ground to warm up, then you'll be ready to go. So your next step, phase one, is to cut back the roses, get the garden clean. You can put down a granular fertilizer around each of the roses.
Great.
At this time of the year.
Okay.
And then the next thing, Carolyn, is put down some mulch, some compost, some seaweed, pine needles, something like that around your roses. And that will help to warm up the ground ahead of schedule.
Mm-hmm.
It will hold the heat in there. It will prevent moisture loss during the hot days of July and August. And the other thing, that putting down a organic matter barrier, like compost, bark mulch. You can use cocoa shells if you live on Cape Cod. You can get cranberry hulls. You can put down seaweed or kelp. But if you can get that down, it will cut back on the amount of weeds, and it will really get that garden going. So put down a slow-release organic, and there's a couple that I like. Dr. Earth has an all-organic rose fertilizer, and Espoma has something called Rose Tone.
Yes,
and they will last.
Tone.
Yeah, they'll last 4, 5, 6 weeks. And at this point, it's too early to put down any insecticides or fungicides. What you want to do is you want to wake it up, get it actively growing. And then when we get into mid to late May, early June, then you can put down a combination rose fertilizer and insect control. But for now, a straight lawn food, some mulch, and you're going to be ready to go. And before long you'll be in the garden cutting the roses and enjoying yourself.
Oh, thank you so much, Paul. And that's the goal, isn't it? To enjoy your garden.
Exactly. You know, I'll tell you something, Carolyn. If you wanna give that rose garden a little of extra character, and it's getting plenty of sun. One of the things that my mother always did to her rose garden is she had a garden probably 15 feet and probably 4 feet wide. So she had two rows deep and about 5 or 6 wide. And that was her rose garden.
Yeah.
And to give it a little bit of extra color, One year, what she did is, after she had it all cleaned and all mulched and the weather warmed up, she planted white alyssum
between the contrast.
Between the plants, and the white alyssum will grow about a foot in diameter, so the whole ground was white. And then she had red and yellow and pink roses. So she had a ground cover that gave her color all summer.
Oh, that's an excellent idea, because the bottom of the rose is fairly unattractive.
Right.
It would be nice to have something that kind of covered those brown sticks at the bottom of your rose bush.
Yeah.
And that white would be so pretty. It would make everything more intensely colored.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, the whole garden just popped. It made the green foliage greener in color.
Right.
It made the roses more visible. And alyssum has a scent to it. So when you went in the garden, you smelled the alyssum, because a lot of the roses that we have today don't have the fragrance that they did 10 years ago or 20 years ago. But try planting some alyssum, and I guarantee you're going to be a happy gardener.
Oh, Paul, thank you so much. You have a wonderful, wonderful day today.
I will, Carolyn, and it's wonderful talking with you.
Oh, bless your heart for helping us all so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
Bye-bye
Paul.
Now.
Bye now. Bye.
Our phone number is 855-660-4261. I'm here to give you some ideas. I'm here to help you to get motivated. And I know it's tough. I mean, I was out in that snow yesterday. I wanted to rake the lawn, and it's discouraging. You know, you've been waiting all winter to get out in the yard. It's the middle of April. You want to get out there and do stuff. You've got to say to yourself, I'm going to do it. Take a small section. And even if you only spend 1 hour in the yard every day, before long it's done. And You know, if and there are parts of New England and New York, New Jersey, we got a lot of snow. You go into the Midwest, they got a lot of snow. And you had the snowplow dump that sand and all that salt along the side of the road. Well, if you got a broom, push all that sand off your lawn. Push it onto the edge of the street. Get it off the grass. That will help a great deal. You can pick it up later, but take a street broom and sweep the side of the road and get all that rock salt and all of the sand off. It will make it easier for the grass to turn green. Give it a good raking. Get some of that Jonathan Green. Love Your Lawn. It's a new type of soil conditioner with microbes that will help it to respond after it's been under attack with all the chemicals that they put down to melt the ice and the snow that's built up on your lawn. So sweep it out, get it cleaned, put down your fertilizer, and the grass will come to life. Now, if you have not taken care of your flowering trees, especially flowering crabs, the old-fashioned flowering crabs get a blight on them. They get little spots on the foliage. Your fruit trees will do the same thing. Now is the time. As long as your temperatures are above 40, there's no rain in the forecast, get out there today. Use all season oil and copper. All season oil will kill eggs of insects, and the copper will kill the diseases that have been spending the winter on your plants waiting for the weather to get nice. So get your trees sprayed, spray your roses, and as Carolyn says,
ah, the sounds of a bygone era. What was once commonplace is now outdated, kind of like most lawn care programs. Many of them merely treat issues like crabgrass and dandelions rather than treating what's causing them in the first place. Jonathan Green Lawn Care Solutions go beyond the surface to get to the root of the problem, the soil. Jonathan Green products create ideal soil conditions that allow grass plants to thrive. Jonathan Green calls it the new American lawn. With a powerful combination of organic lawn fertilizers and Black Beauty grass seed, you'll be on your way to growing a thick, healthy lawn. It's a more sensible and natural solution with real results. Take the right approach to a better lawn. The New American Lawn by Jonathan Green. Visit newamericanlawn.com to learn more and get your free New American Lawn Guide. That's newamericanlawn.com.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights?
Call 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555. That's 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555.
Paid for by Tea Party Leadership Fund PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. The Tea Party Leadership Fund.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
It's Sunday morning. It's April, and things are getting better. Keep saying that to yourself, and it will happen. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Nellie from New Hampshire with a question about wood ash.
Nellie, good morning. How can we help you today?
Yes, Paul. I have in my vegetable garden strawberries, blueberries, and raspberry plants. And I was wondering whether it's all right to put wood ash and coffee grounds around them, and if so, how much of it?
Okay. Now, wood ash will make the soil sweeter. So wood ash can be put on your strawberries right now. It can be put on your raspberries right now and the rest of the garden, but not on blueberries. On your blueberries, you want to put the coffee grounds because the coffee grounds are on the acidic side, and blueberries, the more acidic your soil, the better they're going to grow. So, for example, if you were to take a 5-gallon bucket, which is those white buckets that paint comes in or plaster comes in, or you can go to a place like Home Depot and they sell a 5-gallon bucket for a couple of dollars. A 5-gallon bucket filled with wood ash will treat 1,000 square feet of vegetable garden. And if there are pieces of wood ash the size of your little finger. Don't worry about it. You don't have to take, you know, a hammer and break it down. You can just spread it in the garden and then till it into the soil. And it will help to sweeten the soil just like the Turf Turbo or Magic Cal. So wood ash, if you've got a wood stove, a fireplace, and you're cleaning it, don't throw it away. Spread it on your lawn. Spread it in your perennial bed, in your vegetable garden, and it will make the soil sweeter. The only exception is blueberries. They love an acid soil. And the more acidic the soil is on your blueberries, the more productive they are going to be. Now, what I would like to see you do is this. On your blueberries, if you could put a layer of either pine bark mulch that you can buy by the bag, pine needles, compost, or even coffee grounds a couple of inches thick, it will really help that plant, because if you've got an inch or two layer of organic material over your blueberries, it creates a barrier to retain the soil moisture during the heat of summer when your blueberries are getting larger. They're getting juicier, and they're getting sweeter. So if you just have bare ground with blueberries, and it gets hot, and it gets dry, and you're not watering often enough, your blueberries will be smaller, and the flavor will not be as intense. So if you can put a layer, it will help. Plus, no weeds. Your raspberries, put down pine needles, put down straw, and create that insulation to control the weed population, to retain the moisture in the soil. And as the straw or the compost or the bark mulch or the pine needles or seaweed break down, it's going to make organic matter. The microbes that you don't see are going to get active. They're going to help the plants to grow better. And believe me, you will have a better garden. Now, your strawberries. Now is the time to go in the strawberry bed, and any visible weeds or dead weeds or dead crabgrass from last year, pull them out. Clean it. Fertilize your strawberry bed, and then cover your strawberry bed with 1 inch of straw. Not hay, but straw. The new shoots will poke through it. Your berries will stay clean. You'll have fewer weeds. And boy, those strawberries around the 4th of July will taste wonderful.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.